From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. There weren't any major breakthroughs in today's first post-election meeting between the White House and congressional leaders. But as NPR's Ari Shapiro reports, lawmakers touched on some of the more hotly contested issues expected to surface in the coming months.
Everyone agrees that the top priority right now is renewing the Bush-era tax cuts that expire at the end of the year. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky was at the meeting.
It is the view of 100% of Senate Republicans and a number of Senate Democrats as well that the tax rates should not be bifurcated. In other words, that we ought to treat all taxpayers the same.
President Obama said after the meeting he and other Democrats disagree.
I believe, and the other Democrats who are in the room believe, that this would add an additional $700 billion to our debt in the next 10 years.
He only wants to extend tax cuts below $250,000 of income. The president said his Treasury Secretary and Budget Director will lead a negotiating team to break through the logjam before the end of the year. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.
Both President Obama and Defense Secretary Robert Gates are calling on Congress to act quickly to repeal the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy on gays in the military. Secretary Gates said he does not believe repeal would harm the military's ability to fight, though he says a change in existing policy should be put in place slowly.
I am determined to see that if the law is repealed, the changes are implemented in such a way as to minimize any negative impact on the morale, cohesion, and effectiveness of combat units that are deployed, about to deploy, to the front lines.
The House has already voted to do away with Don't Ask, Don't Tell. A survey, meanwhile, of military personnel out today finds the majority of servicemen and women also don't think doing away with the policy would harm military cohesion. Home prices are falling again across the country, down 2% in the third quarter. NPR's Chris Arnold reports on the new numbers from the closely watched Case-Shiller Home Price Index.
The slumping home prices add to evidence that the housing market and the overall economy are recovering very slowly.
Well, it's a little discouraging, but it has to be put in context.
Carl Case is a housing economist with Harvard University who helped to design the price index. He thinks that home prices have largely stabilized and are still up off the bottom in many areas of the country, including California. And he says that the table has now been set for a recovery to take hold.
Housing has become much more affordable. Prices are down as much as 29% from peak across the country, and interest rates are at all-time lows.
Still, high unemployment and consumer uncertainty are hurting home sales, but other data out today from the Conference Board showed that consumer confidence is actually improving a bit more quickly than analysts expected. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
Stocks were down today. The Dow was off 46 points. The Nasdaq lost 26. This is NPR News. The 15-year-old Marinette, Wisconsin student who held about two dozen classmates and a teacher hostage for more than 6 hours yesterday died today. Marinette High School principal Corey Lambie praised teacher Valerie Bird for keeping things under control while Samuel Hengel held them hostage.
She saved the lives of many students by her calm demeanor and her heroic way. I think her leadership in that classroom was the calming attitude that the students needed to get them out of there safely.
Although the hostages escaped unharmed. The original lyrics to a well-known Bob Dylan song are going to be auctioned at Sotheby's next week. NPR's Margot Adler reports the lyrics to The Times They Are A-Changing are expected to top $200,000.
Come gather around people wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown.
The lyrics are written in pencil on a sheet of unruled three-hole notebook paper. The paper is creased and has a few small tears and is signed by Bob Dylan. Dylan recorded the song in 1963 and performed it that year at Carnegie Hall. The classic 1960s song contains iconic lines such as, "Come mothers and fathers throughout the land and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command." This past February, Bob Dylan performed the song live at a White House concert celebrating the civil rights movement. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.
The Detroit Symphony Orchestra is canceling concerts through December 11th because of an ongoing musicians' strike. Musicians have been on the picket line since the beginning of October. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.